وعد, it means when you promise to reward. وعيد, it means you promise to punish. In Arabic language, it is good thing to break your promise to punish. But it's not good to break your promise to reward. Breaking a promise to reward is always bad. But breaking a promise to punish, it's not always good. It's not always bad. I will say, I have a child. I said, you know what? I'm gonna spank you today 10 times. I give him the first one, second one. He started crying. He couldn't take it. I felt sorry for him. I said, you know, I'm gonna let you go this time. Can somebody say, you bad, you break your promises. You are a terrible father. Can anybody say that? No. If he said, you know what? Out of my mercy, I'm going to forgive you. That's something good. That's something you praise person with. But to break a promise to reward, that's bad. You say to him, I promise you $10. When he can, you give him the first dollar. MashaAllah, kids, he happy. He said, okay, keep the 9. You know, he's happy with 1. Everyone said, no, huh, you have to give him the 10. He said, because you promise to give to reward, you have to fulfill it. That's why Allah will never ever break his promise when it comes to reward. He promised you to enter Jannah, he will not take you out from Jannah. That's Jannah, this is the rule in Jannah. It's one way. One way ticket, Shibli. Okay? It's one way. When you enter, you don't go out. Khalas. That's the Jannah. When you step in, you can't step out. SubhanAllah. طيب, the fourth pillar. المنزلة بين المنزلتين. A station between two stations. A position between two positions. What's that is? This is what I told you in the earlier, in the first thing I said in my lecture. This was what Wasil ibn Ata came up with. This is the first idea that Al-Mu'tazila came up with, and they يعني started as a start point, and all these issues you hear now, they came later on. They develop it later on. But it all starts with this issue. They said, we saw that Al-Quran talk about a true good believer, muttaqin, and kuffar. But in the middle, he talks about sinners who are committing major sins. Those people, we call them fusaq, fasiq. They said, those fasiqs are in a position between two positions. They don't deserve to be good Muslims or mu'min. They don't deserve to be kafir. So they made up for them a third position. They said they are fasiq. What fasiq means for al-Mu'tazila? They said يعاملون في الدنيا كالمسلمين وفي الآخرة كالكافرين. He said in dunya we deal with them like Muslims. We cannot kill them. We cannot take their wealth. We cannot do this. We cannot do that. We treat them like Muslim. But in the day after, they are like kuffar. In hellfire forever. So what's the point? يعني, if the opposite, at least easier. But they said no. When somebody make a major sin, in the hereafter, he's exactly like kafir. He stay forever. That's what fasiq means for al-Mu'tazila. And this idea, they are the first and the only sect came up with this idea in the history of Islam. Nobody else shared with them this. The other ideas, yes, there's people share with them that. But this is something they have it by themselves. تفردوا بها. For us as a Muslim, what we believe? We believe that people are two type. Muslims and kafir. Muslim and kafir. Kafir are hypocrites, who major hypocrisy, or kuffar, mushrikeen, ahlul kitab, whoever out of Islam. Muslims are two level. Muslims are two level. One, the righteous Muslims, what we call Muslims, mu'mins, muhsins, and two, the fasiqs, the one who commit sins and major sins. Those fusaq, those who are committing major sins, is still Muslims. They're not out of Islam. But in the Day of Judgment, they will be asked about their sins. Allah might forgive them, Allah might punish them. I say that again. Allah might forgive them, Allah might punish them. It is up to Allah Azza wa Jalla to decide that. There is a possibility for them to be forgiven. There is a possibility for them to be punished in the day after. The last pillar of their belief, it called Al-Amru Bil-Ma'ruf Wal-Nahyu Anil Munkar. Ordering people to do what's good and forbidding people from what doing bad. See the names, all good. Amr Ma'ruf Nahyu Anil Munkar, Justice, Adil, Tawheed. What they mean by Al-Amru Ma'ruf Nahyu Anil Munkar? They mean by that anybody go against their belief, he must be killed and you must fight him with sword. That's why it's very easy for them to tell the Khalifa in that time, Ahmad ibn Abi Duad used to tell the Khalifa, kill Imam Ahmad and his blood, يعني, I am in my neck in the Day of Judgment. يعني, I'll take care of it in the Day of Judgment. If Allah asks you why you kill him, say, Ahmad, I'll take care of it. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. يعني, even they talk with Allah, يعني, they have no fear. قال اقتله وعندي دمه يوم القيامة. They don't have doubt. That's why anybody he doesn't agree with خلق القرآن, that القرآن was created, he will be executed. But the Khalifa was afraid to kill Ahmad because he know he's a righteous man. I told you yesterday that his doctor was a Christian. When he saw him in his death, Imam Ahmad's doctor, one of his doctors was a Christian. He brought his priest. He said to Imam Ahmad, do you mind? My priest want to see you before you die. So Imam Ahmad said, let him enter. When he entered, he told Imam Ahmad, I wish to see you from so many years. He said, I heard a lot about you. Your existence is not only good for Muslim, it is good for all world, for the whole world. Because Allah blessed the whole world by people like you. Anyway, so this man say, kill Imam Ahmad and don't care. Ibn Abi Duad told Al-Mu'tasim. Also, they say, Al-Amr Ma'ruf Nahyu Anil Munkar, it means when there is a ruler who is unjust ruler, abuser, a dictator, but he's Muslim, huh? But he practiced some kind of major sins. He abused people. He might kill innocent people. Al-Mu'tazila said, we must fight him with our swords. We must kill him. We must go against him. Make revolutions against him and go and fight and make mess in the country to go against him. And you know how much this idea has spread all over the Muslim world and been adopted first of all, Al-Mu'tazila, they adopt this idea from Al-Khawarij who appeared before them. They said that we should kill them. And this is totally against what the Prophet ﷺ said when he was asked about rulers who will come after the Prophet ﷺ time and after the time of the Khilafah. Those rulers will practice some sins. They are unjust. They said, Ya Rasulullah, should we fight them with our swords? The Prophet said, no.